It was Eel Mother who told me I began as a bubble from a whale. Great whale himself, she said, sent you to me. And you have been the greatest gift I think I have ever received. Farts are funny, so I laughed. My bubble wobble-jiggled, picturing Great Whale's fart. She saw my chuckle in the ripples that pushed from my sack. An irritated flash shot up her floppy sides. The colour glinted into her eyes. She took a swipe at me with her tail. Not that end, she said. Great Whale doesn't pop off like everyone else. I was a burp, I blurted. Gross! There was a rumbling near where my gut button and bum cheeks might grow. It could have been another laugh. I held on to this one, though, sucking all my squish innards as tight as I could. The effort made me feel wonky. I started seeing things. Somewhere around where my eyes were going to form, my idea space or head spirit or something, a whale swam into view. Singing and swishing, a line of burps rose from the whale's spout. Kind of like drool, but the wrong way up. Imaginary great whale winked his beady eye, then squeezed a tiny toot out from under his meaty tail. I wobble roared. That laugh had a lot of power in it. I guess most inside things do. Eel Mother watched my cackle twist itself into a rising whirlpool. It fizzed all the way up to the surface, into the above. She swiped at me again. This time I went somersaulting into the current that crouched at the edge of her lair. It pulled me towards the sea floor. I watched flashes of apricot and green run up and down Eel Mother's saggy sides. She sure was floppy and colourful. I loved her a lot. Not so clever now, are you, little sprite, she said. It's pretty dark down there, she went on, teasing. Who knows what terrible kinds of crawly things live on the sea floor? I'd watch out if I were you. I wasn't frightened, twisting and falling into the depths. I was safe inside my sack. Plus, I could still see Eel Mother, her head bobbling over the sandstone overhang, all teeth and flashes of coloured body light. It was fun spinning and churning and wobbling in the warm, salt flow. If they had existed, I would have chucked out my arms. I loved the water, but I also wanted to fly.